News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The Enforcement Directorate has directed Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot's elder brother, Agrasen Gehlot, to appear before it on Wednesday in a case of alleged money laundering linked to exporting fertilizer, officials said on Tuesday. Agrasen Gehlot has been asked to depose before the investigating officer on Wednesday in Delhi under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, they said. On July 22, the central agency raided Agrasen Gehlot's premises in Jodhpur and a few other places in connection with the case filed under the criminal charges of PMLA. Officials said the agency seized a number of documents during the raids and Agrasen Gehlot will be confronted with these during his questioning. Some other people involved in the case are also understood to have been summoned by the probe agency. The raids happened after the agency filed an enforcement case information report, the ED equivalent of a police FIR, in the 2007-2009 Customs Department case registered for alleged irregularities in the procurement and export of subsidized muriate of potash meant for farmers, and investigation in this case was finalized in 2013. The ED took cognizance of the customs FIR and a July 13 charge sheet to press money laundering charges to probe a smuggling syndicate allegedly run by Agrasen Gehlot, his firm Anupam Krishi and others, officials said. The agency said the case pertains to fraudulent export of MOP in the guise of industrial salts to buyers based in Malaysia and Taiwan. The MOP is a restricted commodity for exports so that it is easily available to farmers in the country. The raids happened at a time when a political slugfest was on between CM Ashok Gehlot and his former deputy Sachin Pilot. Pilot, a former union minister, was recently sacked as Rajasthan Deputy Chief Minister and PCC chief. Agency sources had said Agrasen Gehlot and his firm were slapped with an over rupees 60 crore penalty by the Customs Department for these alleged export irregularities in 2013. It is alleged that Gehlot's company diverted 35,000 metric tons of MOP that had a value of rupees 130 crore in the international market. The ED alleged Agrasen Gehlot, in his capacity as a dealer, was the custodian of the MOP and was solely responsible for its proper distribution to farmers, and his alleged connivance with the company Saraf Impex Private Limited and others resulted in the diversion of MOP that was imported by Indian Potash Limited at a concessional rate of duty. Authorities tightened security and imposed prohibitory orders near the Ambala Air Force Station in Haryana on Tuesday, ahead of the arrival of 5 Rafale jets from France, banning shooting of videos and photography. The Ambala District Administration also prohibited people from flying private drones within the 3-kilometer radius of the airbase, said an official. Deputy Commissioner Ashok Sharma in an order said that Section 144, which prohibits the assembly of 4 or more people, has been imposed in the villages adjoining the airbase, including Dhulkot, Baldev Nagar, Garnala and Panchkhora. Sharma said shooting of videos or taking photographs of the boundary wall of the airbase and its adjoining areas will remain strictly prohibited during the imposition of the prohibitory orders. The jets took off from France on Monday and will arrive at the Air Force Station on Wednesday after covering a distance of 7,000 kilometers with air-to-air refueling and a single stop in the United Arab Emirates. The fleet comprises 3 single-seater and 2 twin-seater aircraft, according to an IAF official. IAF Chief Air Chief Marshal R.K.S. Bhadauria will receive the jets at the Ambala Air Base. Haryana Home Minister Anil Vij said Ambala police have taken the necessary measures. The BJP leader and 6-term MLA from Ambala Cant said the people of Ambala are very enthusiastic and thousands would have come out on the streets to welcome the fighter jets before the touchdown had there not been a pandemic. BJP's Ambala City MLA Asim Goel urged the people to light candles in their homes between 7 and 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday to welcome the Rafale jets. Nearly 4 years ago, India signed an intergovernmental agreement with France for 36 Rafale jets under a Rs. 59,000 crore deal to boost the IAF's combat capabilities. The first squadron of the Rafale jets will be stationed at the Ambala Air Base. The five Rafales are scheduled to be inducted into the IAF on Wednesday, though a formal induction ceremony would be held later. Bihar police has stepped into the Sushant Singh Rajput suicide case to start a separate inquiry independent of Mumbai police. A separate FIR has been lodged with Patna police and a four-member team has reached Mumbai for further investigation in this case. An FIR has also been registered against actress Riya Chakraborty under various sections, including abetment to suicide, on the complaint of Sushant's father. The FIR has been lodged by the actor's father Krishna Kumar Singh after the intervention of Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. IPC sections 341, 342, 380, 406, 420 and 306 have been imposed by Patna police. Chakraborty had admitted to being the late actor's girlfriend in an open letter to Union Home Minister Amit Shah, pleading for a CBI probe in the matter. Rajiv Nagar Police Station in charge Yogendra Ravidas on Tuesday said Sushant Singh Rajput's father KK Singh has accused six people, including Chakraborty, for abetment to suicide in his complaint. The police is investigating the case. Sushant was found hanging at his Mumbai home on June 14. The Mumbai police have been investigating professional rivalry as one of the probable reasons behind his alleged suicide. Several film personalities have been questioned in this regard. There have also been demands of CBI investigation into the matter. Rajya Sabha member Subramanian Swamy, who had earlier called for a CBI investigation, reiterated his point with reference to the Bihar police launching a fresh inquiry. If Bihar police is serious about having a say in the investigation into the unnatural death of Sushant Singh Rajput, then there is no alternative to a CBI probe, since police of two states cannot separately investigate the same crime, he tweeted. Filmmaker Karan Johar has been summoned by the Mumbai police and his statement will be recorded this week in the Sushant Singh Rajput case. Johar was at the center of criticism ever since the nepotism debate reignited in the wake of Sushant's death. Mumbai police has so far recorded statements of around 40 people in connection with the alleged suicide of the actor, including filmmaker Mahesh Bhatt. They have also issued summons to actress Kangana Ranaut. And an Australian outback pub has banned emus for bad behavior and erected barriers to prevent the large flightless birds from creating havoc inside. Locals and tourists have been bemused by the antics of the emus, eager to steal food from people in Yaraka, a remote Queensland state outpost with a permanent population of 18. But things took an intolerable turn last week when two of the birds, Carol and Kevin, discovered they could climb the front stairs of the Yaraka Hotel, the only pub, publican Chris Gimblett said on Tuesday. They are learned to walk up the front steps of the hotel, which has been causing just a few issues, especially with the amount of their waste, he said. Gimblett solved the problem by stringing a rope across the top of the stairs. A sign advises customers to replace the rope once they enter, because emus have been banned from this establishment for bad behavior. The inquisitive emus are not yet clever enough to duck under the rope to get inside the pub. While Australian pubs occasionally have a parrot in the bar, emus are not indoor birds. When emus get a fright, they head in a forward direction but are normally looking behind, so they can't see where they are going, and this is where chaos can happen, Gimblett said. They bump into everything. Visitors staying at the Yaraka Trailer Park have been surprised by the lengths emus will go to steal food, including pecking a fried egg off a barbecue plate, Gimblett said. They will lean through the trailer door with their long necks and pluck toast out of the toaster, he said. If you've got a mug of coffee on the little table by the door, they will drink all the coffee without spilling it, I might add. You just discover that your mug's empty. They're just eating machines, he added. There used to be eight emus in Yaraka. A resident rescued eggs from an abandoned nest in 2018 and hatched them with the help of an electric blanket. But all except Carol and Kevin have moved on, apparently in search of mates. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.